Continuing in the Ramban, as the Torah describes, Yitzhak travels down to Avimelech, Melech Gerar, after the famine hits Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem appears to him there and tells him not to leave Eretz Yisrael, to stay there, to remain while he's there. Hashem will bless him and fulfill the promise that he had made to his father Avraham, and he describes that the promise was made to Avraham as a result of Avraham's relationship to Hashem. And the way that the Torah describes, the way that Hashem describes that relationship, Ekev Asher Shama Avraham V'Koli, because after all, Avraham has listened to my voice, Vayishmor Mishmarti, he has observed my safeguards, Mitzvosai, Chukosai, Visorosai, my mitzvos, my commandments, my chukos, and my Torah. So five things Hashem describes that Avraham did, which was the result of the reason why he received this blessing, which will then be passed on to Yitzhak. What are these five things that Avraham did? Well, he listened to my voice, Shamal Bekoli. Rashi comments, as the Ramban brings Rashi based on the Medrash, he listened to my voice all the times that I've tested him and asked him to do certain things. He listened and observed all of those things. What are my mitzvos? Rashi quotes, mitzvosai are the types of logical mitzvot that even if the Torah would have never been given, Avram himself figured all those types of mitzvot, like not to steal, not to kill. Avram observed all of those logical type of sichli mitzvot as well. What are my chukos? Those are the things that the nations of the world would make fun of, the things that don't seem to make so much sense. And Avram observed all of those things as well, like shatnez, or not eating chazir, not eating from a pig. What are my toros, says Rashi? That's Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebasav. All of the different types of Torah, whether or not to Lachul Moshe Mitzinai, Torah Shebasav, Avram kept all of those as well. What's left for Vayishmor Mishmarti that he guarded, he observed my safeguard, says Rashi? Those are the gzeros. Those are even the additional prohibitions which were added to all of these mitzvahs. He kept all the mitzvahs. He kept the mitzvahs which were logical. He kept the mitzvahs which were not so logical to our understanding. He kept the things which Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebasav, and he kept the gzeros, says Rashi, even the things like Shnios L'Arayos, added levels of forbidden relationships, Shvus L'Shabbos, he kept the laws of Midrabanan, Gzeiros on Shabbos, all of those things are what he kept. Says the Ramban, in response to this comment that Rashi makes from the Medrash, this would seem to be clearly going according to the opinion that Avram Avinu and all the Avos observed all of the Torah. That's what it says. Hashem says, Ekev Asher Shema Avram B'Koli, he listened to my voice, he kept my Torah, he kept all of these things. Clearly, says the Ramban, this is going according to the approach that the Avos were aware of and observed all of the Torah. Asks the Ramban the question, which he addresses here, he'll address again elsewhere throughout Chodesh. If we're going to say that, how do we understand the concept that Yaakov is going to marry two sisters at the same time, which is clearly forbidden by the Torah? How do we understand the idea that Yaakov set up a matseva, set up a certain altar in which he offered korbanos, which the Ramban understands is forbidden by the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu himself sets up 12 matsevos, which would be otherwise forbidden by the Torah. How do we explain this? If Avram Avinu kept all of the Torah, and Hashem praises him, gives him schar, and says that he's going to be mitzavet, b'nei vonov, b'nei beso, he's going to maintain this to all of his children, and that's why he's getting all of this reward. Well, we see that the Avos didn't keep all of the Torah. That's the Ramban's question, which he addresses, based on this Rashi in the Medrash, that seems to be from the Pasuk, that the Avos did keep all of the Torah. So the Bible offers two suggestions. The first is a creative suggestion, which he says, Ulai Nemar. Maybe we could say the following. And the Ramban suggests that we know that there were seven mitzvahs given to the nations of the world, the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And it's possible that when Chazal describe these words of Vayishmor Mishmarti, and he kept my Torah, and my mitzvos, and my chukos, all of those things are actually references to different ones of these seven mitzvos. And the Ramban goes through how you could fit in each one of the seven under one of these categories, so that it doesn't mean, Chazal don't mean to say that he kept all of the Torah which was eventually going to be given, it's just that he kept these seven mitzvos, which can be broken down into some of which we would understand, some of which we would not understand so well, some which may seem more protection, and he goes through a suggestion that maybe that's how we can understand what this means. However, the Ramban says that's not really what I believe is the Pshat V'Hanira, what I think, says the Ramban, and he introduces here a fundamental idea which he has, actually we've already learned once before, and we're going to come back to over and over again. The Ramban expresses, Shalomad Avram Avinu HaTorah Kula B'Ruach HaKodesh. Really, Avram was able to learn the entire Torah with Ruach HaKodesh, with his divine inspiration. He had that kind of relationship with Hashem. He understood and tapped into all of Torah. The Osak Bani toiled in it, Uvitame Mitzvoseha, the Sodoseha, the reasons of the mitzvahs, the secrets of the Torah. Avram addressed all of those things. Vishomar Osak Kula He observed it all on the level of somebody who was not commanded to do it, but does it anyway. Just like we have today, after the Torah has been given. Sometimes we have mitzvahs that were mitzvah ve'osa. Then you have, for example, a woman who doesn't have to hear shofar, shake a lulav. She could be mekayim it as an eina mitzvah ve'osa. She doesn't have to, but she's able to. The Ramban suggests that Avram kept all of Torah on that level of an eina mitzvah ve'osa. Wasn't required to do so, but he did. But, says the Ramban, the fundamental part of this is, Ushmiroso al Sohayabaoret Bilvad. He only kept it in Eretz Yisrael. All of the laws of the Torah that Avram understood and passed on to his children that they needed to keep, which he understood, Beruach HaKodesh, but it only was observed in Eretz Yisrael, Ki HaMitzvos Mishpat Elokei Ha'aretzein, because these laws are the Mishpat Elokei Ha'aretzein, they are the laws of the God of the land, and Eretz Yisrael is the home and where the Torah was given, where the Jewish people are supposed to be observing the Torah, and it was only in that place that Avram observed them. V'Yaakov v'chutzala aretz nasa ha'achayos. And Yaakov married the two sisters, not Eretz Yisrael. He never would have been allowed to do that. He had to marry them outside of Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban will discuss when we get later in Sefer Bereishis why Rachel dies on her way in, on the way back. But the Ramban suggests here, as well as Nimat Seva, was a later decree, which of course was a particular time when the one was permitted to set up a matzeva, and only was forbidden later when the nations of the world began to offer avodah zarah. And therefore, the Ramban expresses for sure the avos did keep kol Torah kula, and the exceptions that you find are either specific to avodah zarah, which was developed later when the nations of the world started that practice, or it was outside of Eretz Yisrael, and the Torah was only kept before it was given in Eretz Yisrael. Once the Torah is given, even though it's true that it's still the Mishpat Elokei Ha'aretz, it's still true that it's supposed to be kept in Eretz Yisrael, but once it was given, then it of course applies even outside of Eretz Yisrael. That, says the Ramban, is the explanation of that. He just parenthetically goes through one other Maimer Chazal that Yosef kept Shabbos, Chazal say, in Mitzrayim. There's a Chazal that Yosef and his sons kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim. So ask the Ramban on himself, if what I'm saying is true, that the only time the Avos kept Torah was specifically in Eretz Yisrael, so why do we find Chazal saying that Yosef kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim? So the Ramban says that's not a problem, that Nesha he shekula keneged kol ha-mitzvah. Shabbos is different. Shabbos is equivalent to all of the Torah, all of the mitzvahs. L'fishi hi edus al chidush ha-olam. That's our testimony that Hashem created the world out of nothing. Therefore Yosef had his sons keep Shabbos because that was the method to teach them about the concept of the Creator, to teach them about the Ribbono Shel'olam, to teach them that the world was created out of nothing. And therefore that one mitzvah, even though generally the Avos only kept Torah in Eretz Yisrael, but Shabbos, because of its value that he had to give unto his sons who were surrounded by an Egyptian idolatrous culture, that one mitzvah he kept and taught them to keep in order to keep Emunah alive in the depravity of Mitzrayim. That, says the Ramban, is an idea we'll come back to many times, his relationship to Eretz Yisrael and his understanding of the relationship of Torah mitzvahs specific to Eretz Yisrael.